This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about dating. It's called Dark and Lovely. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Some things never change, like the roller coaster ride of emotions that our teenagers experience when they fall in love. Here's a story about romance and high school from a young person's perspective.
So my name is Lovely.
Lovely, yes, that's my real name.
I'm a 17-year-old black girl that goes to Ponitz Career Technology Center. My story is about me dealing with low self-esteem. In elementary school, from kindergarten until sixth grade, I went to an all-girls school and was always around females. When I got to middle school, I started going to a co-ed school. It was a predominantly white school called STEM. In seventh grade, I had my first real crush on a real boy. Not a celebrity, but a real boy. Jay was one of the only black guys at my school. I told my friend Brittany that I liked Jay, but was scared to tell him. I remember being so excited for the fall dance. Up until then, I had only been a kiddish father-daughter dances. I had done so much for the dance. I had got my hair done, new shoes, a new outfit, lips glossy, and everything. The day of the dance, I found out Brittany asked Jay to be her date, and he said yes. I felt betrayed. I thought black girls were supposed to stick together. I felt crushed. Why would he like her over me? Was I not pretty enough? Maybe I was just too ugly for any boys to like me. All my friends had these cute guys texting them and liking them. It really made me feel jealous because I wish the guys would gawk and thirst over me like they did all the other girls. So many times I crushed on guys from a distance. They ended up liking my friend. All of this made me very insecure with myself. I know that I'm a good, kind person. I always get good grades, but I'm very shy when it comes to boys I think are cute or have a crush on. I think they're going to think I'm ugly. Last year on Valentine's Day, things took a turn. I went to school feeling sort of down that day because girls were walking around with gift bags and chocolates and presents from boys. I was just ready for the day to be over. Finally, the bell rang and I was on my way out the door. And a guy from my class named Tavion gave me a big stuffed bear. It was brown with a little red ribbon around his neck. Now, let me tell you about Tavion. He has a beautiful smile. He's stocky but strong and has dark brown skin like a chocolate bar. I was so excited. I had never had a boyfriend before. I can't believe this quiet guy that never talked to me liked me this whole time. I felt so good when I went home that day. A boy actually liked me and not my friend. The next week, we went on a date. He really charmed me because he was a gentleman. He paid for our tickets and opened the door for me and all that mushy-gushy stuff. A few weeks later, he asked me to be his girlfriend. The whole time I was feeling down about myself, there was someone who saw good things about me. This is my first boyfriend, so I don't know if we are going to be together forever and ever, because I know that's not, you know, realistic if we're just being truthful, but I'm glad to be his girlfriend, and I'm glad that he's my man. I feel like all girls should try to feel good about themselves. There's good things in everyone, but sometimes it just takes the right person to see it. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz, this is Lovely Knowles.
That's a story called Dark and Lovely, produced by Ponitz High School senior Lovely Knowles. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup and Jeff Crowell at Ponitz. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.